Ross that we're going to go get some food for the cat, and because it all run out, and he said, well, she could jump into the box. And I said, yeah, but that food is all gone. She said, well, we go get some, and we'll put some in there, and then she can jump into the box and eat it. And of course, his thinking, your reasoning is quite good, but then what he shouldn't have said in the first place is, well, she can jump into the box. In other words, here's a way that we can solve the problem without having to go to the store. She can jump into the box. Was the implication of the use of well in that case. In other words, I have a solution. But in fact, that was not a solution. What he was saying was that once it's bought, then she can jump into the box, right? Is that what you meant, Ross?
Yeah.
Ross was asking.
Marty was saying that Ross's bathing suit was under his, and Ross said, no, you might say it's a short, and you might say it's under his, but it's really a bathing suit. And which it is, it really is. Which it is, it really is a bathing suit. I put on my jeans without any underpants on, and Ross said, I wouldn't do that without undies. But why don't you have any underpants on? As he was basically scolding me. I told Ross that his Smurfs shirt was dirty, and we'd wash it tomorrow. He said, no, Dad, it's not made for washing. I said, yes, it is. He said, no, it says you're not supposed to wash it here, inside. It meant on the label, right? And actually, I guess he had looked at some of those things that said, don't iron, don't bleach.
There are pictures of an iron that says don't iron.
Somehow he got the idea. Ross had a dream. He said, you know what, Mom? I had a dream about this big monster. It had a white eye and a black eye, and keeps on going distorting things.
Destroying.
Keeps on going destroying things. Yeah. Right. And what kind of monster were you?
My dream that there were no cookies.
Let's go eat breakfast. No cookies.
I was a black monster with horns.
Uh-huh, well, I was a black monster with horns. Okay, come on, boys. Come on, monsters. Come on, little monsters. He's still using were for our. He said, is that were car? In other words, is that our car? Ross said, we won't go swimming today. Every time that we have a cold, we won't go swimming. And every time that we don't have a cold, we will go swimming, right? I told Ross that we were going to go home. This was in folk dance camp tomorrow. He said, but I'm going to miss the duck. This was a friend that he had made called the duck.
Were your boxes there?
Mm-hmm. I said to Ross that in a couple of years when we come here, Ross will be 6 and Marty will be 4. And he said, yeah, and will be easier to handle.
I was telling Ross about having taken my poison sumac to the Carnegie Botanical Collection, my poison sumac for identification. And he said, I said that I still got poison sumac. And he said, you know, Dad, you shouldn't have trusted them. Which is exactly true.
Ross heard me say that. Marky said, I'll help myself. And Ross said, that means he's beginning to talk. Yeah. I told Ross to say thank you, Daddy, when the pancakes come. And then Marky was asking for him. And he said, say thank you, Daddy. And Marky said, I don't want to. And Ross said, when the pancakes come, then. I asked Ross why he was so violent. And I said, because you're watching so many violent TV programs? And he said, no, you watch violent TV programs. And I said, no, I don't, just the news. And he said, that means you, just the news, that's all I watch. He said, that means you do watch violent TV programs. In other words, since the news is violent, you watch violent TV programs.
There's a plug in the toilet, and every time you flush the toilet, the plug comes out, and the light comes in,
out, and when you pull that thing, then the wire comes out.
Okay, does the plug go up or down, or sideways? Does it go this way, sideways, or does it go up and down? Sideways?
Yeah.
It moves over sideways?
Yeah.
And then what, how does the water go? Sideways or up and down?
Down.
Okay. Well, you know what? You're almost right, but there's a lever that goes like this. It goes sideways, but it pulls the plug up, Ross. It doesn't pull it sideways, it pulls it straight up. And then it opens up a hole, and the water goes out the hole. You almost had it right. Go take a look at it. Can you want me to show you what it looks like again?
Okay. Ross said. Yeah, Ross said I was leading the way down to the TV. What did you say about in here?
There used to be nails in that one.
Ross, you said. And what about your room?
But I don't have anything to worry about because I always had my clothes on.
Right. And you never had any nails come up, right?
Right.
Okay. Before that, we were talking about something else. About the calendar. Is it, Ross said, is it the end of the month? And I said, yeah. And he said, well, it's time to turn the Snow White ad, right? Okay, you mean the picture?
Yeah.
Right, the big picture of Snow White on the calendar. In other words, it's time to turn the calendar.
Still the end of the month.
No, we're finished with the old month now. Now we have a new month.
That's why they broke down the old month.
The old month is finished. It's all broken up.
Yeah.
And now we have a nice new month. Yesterday, Ross. Yes, thank you. Ross, yesterday, Ross said, I was playing on the swing. He said to Mary, I'll love you if you hold the ladder for me. And Mary said, I'll love you if I don't. And Ross said, I won't love you if you don't. And Mary said, I won't love you if I do. And Ross said, I don't want you to love me, so do it. And then afterwards, after Mary had told Brian about this in Ross's presence, we were talking about it. He said, I need somebody to say I love you if I don't.
If I do.
Said, what would happen if you had a fork with no handles? You'd get all sticky when you picked up the watermelon, right? Good thing that God made us with handles and hands, or else we'd get all sticky. Is that what you said?
All people are made.
Mary was being skeptical about this business of God making things. And Ross said, you know how I knew him? Because I was made out of him. That's how I knew him. All people are made out of him.
Something
must be. I want more.
I'm going to
tell my friend
Brian
that.
So this does the silver.
It's not
bad.
Chicken.
I want more.
Okay, just a minute, Marky. Just a minute, okay? As soon as Mommy's finished with me, I'll give you more. Give me a plate. Give me a plate, little boy.
There
you go. You're a little bit. Okay. You can have some of mine if you want.
I want
one. Okay. Well, I don't have a spoon, but maybe later I can do it.
Can you take it?
No more?
You can have one more of mine. One more of mine.
No, thank you. I'm going to drink my juice.
How come you got pips and we didn't?
Oh, no.
And we didn't. How come you didn't get pips and we did?
She got three pips.
And we did.
You sure were.
What's
wrong? You sure were, Mike. You sure were my mother.
Mm-hmm. Jesus, wait, Nathan, wait!
Yes, we
We were. I mean, we should. They just got put together because... when you're making a birthday party,
yeah.
Standard operating procedure is to include some vanilla.
Yeah.
I mean, to include chocolate sensitive people.
Yeah. Well, we have some options.
Yeah, we have options. So. As it turned out, of course, the child did not the vanilla cake that she made.
Did not eat.
I suppose the mother didn't tell her because food is not that important to the child.
Then why did the mother get the door?
Well, just out of motivation to make sure that the child doesn't get eaten.
Yeah.
Forget me?
Yeah, well, that's hopefully an important.
Understandably,
but unfortunately.
Yeah. Oh, I wouldn't have made a vanilla cake. I mean,
I see you
doing
it, but not all that well, you know. Did we finish the document, sir?
No, I was going
to say. I'm going to go upstairs and back. Oh my God.
You know, I'm happy, you know, I'll pay first place. while you're cooking every, you know,
yeah.
doing this, that, and the other thing, well, I hope you got the cake from bakery session and stuff. It looks like one of the day, yeah, of course. So.
Yeah.
And, this went on and on. I mean, she called back several times, and finally, when the board came to the party, or just before the thing, look, she can't bring a present because we're not allowed to carry things on the Saturday. On the Saturday. Oh, that's all right. It's sensible, you know, we're going to have a lot of fun, and the present is not important, so. That's the boy, and then there's no present, and then the boy's father came, and of course nothing was important to the father,
yeah.
and it was okay, the boy was doing my birthday next day,
yeah.
It was okay with the father, so the Jewish boy carried off a friend.
Yeah.
For him.
Right.
Yeah, so he was going to
fill
the house, of course. Yeah. So we were really put out.
Thank you.